person that I knew who was there.
Good morning. I would like to present some data from studies where we looked at the nitrogen uptake by soil microorganisms. I'd like to start with a highly simplified diagram of the degradation and transformation of organic nitrogen in the soil. Most of the nitrogen, of the organic nitrogen, enters the soil as macromolecules such as proteins, chitin, or peptidoglycan, and these large molecules are broken down by extracellular enzymes into soluble organic nitrogen such as small peptides or amino acids and amino sugars. These small molecules may be deaminated, and the product is ammonium, which may be nitrified to nitrate. Now, the question we are asking in our group is, which form of nitrogen are microorganisms taking up? Is it more the organic nitrogen, or do they prefer the mineral nitrogen? There are two possible pathways. The direct route, it's possible that microorganisms prefer organic nitrogen, so they take up amino acids and amino sugars. If that results in the uptake of too much nitrogen, they may release some of it or the excess nitrogen in the form of ammonium back into solution, which would be the gross mineralization measured in these systems. The other possibility is that organic molecule is first mineralized to ammonium and microorganisms take up the ammonium or the nitrate. From the point of view of microorganisms, both of these pathways have their advantages. The uptake of organic nitrogen or the direct route has the advantage that most of the nitrogen is already in the organic form, so one less step is needed to get the nitrogen. Organic nitrogen also contains carbon, so in carbon-limited systems, it's an advantage to take up organic nitrogen directly, probably not only because of the nitrogen, but mainly for the carbon. On the other hand, when microorganisms focus on ammonium, that has the advantage that only transport systems for ammonium are needed. On the other hand, when they take up amino acids, they need several different transport systems to take up the most common amino acids in the soil. Studies with cultured microorganisms have also shown that ammonium is generally the preferred source of nitrogen, and when the ammonium concentration in the environment is high, microorganisms repress or uptake mechanisms for other forms of nitrogen are repressed. We reviewed the literature, mainly studies with cultured microorganisms, where the uptake regulation was investigated and developed some conceptual model about how or what the factors are that affect the two routes I just presented. And we identified three different factors. One is the dominant nitrogen source. As I mentioned, when the ammonium concentration is high in the soil, microorganisms may prefer ammonium and take up less organic nitrogen. Another factor that affects the pathway of nitrogen uptake is the dominant carbon source. Again, when most of the carbon is in the form of nitrogen-containing molecules, microorganisms may prefer organic molecules, not mainly for the nitrogen, but mainly for the carbon. And a third factor is the nitrogen availability relative to carbon. When nitrogen availability is high and we observe net nitrogen mineralization, the MIT route or the uptake of ammonium may be preferred. When nitrogen availability is low, then organic molecules may be preferred. The relative importance of the two routes has implications on the competition between plants and microorganisms for nitrogen, and also on the interpretation of the results from gross mineralization studies. And the results I'm going to present now are from a study where we investigated the C-to-N ratio and what effect it has on the two pathways. The method we used includes the application of either labeled ammonium and amino acids or the application to soil of ammonium and labeled amino acids. We extract the soil samples immediately after the addition of the labels and other samples after 24 hours and determine the ammonium concentration and the 15N concentration in the ammonium. With that, we could calculate the mineralization rate of the added amino acids. We also measured the amino acid concentration, and we always found that within 24 hours the amino acids were gone, so the concentration was no longer higher than in the control. That means microorganisms used up all the amino acids added, except for a small proportion that may have been immobilized abiotically. This proportion in the soils we used was less than 20%. We carried out a soil incubation with two soils, a silty soil from a pasture and to the right a sandy soil from an arable land. We incubated the soil samples at 20 degrees Celsius for 12 weeks. To some samples we added straw with a CN ratio of 66. Other samples we incubated without any straw addition. And we added labeled compounds after 3 days, after 2 weeks and after 12 weeks. And we can see that the straw addition had a strong effect on the nitrogen turnover in these soils. In the control soils without straw, we had net nitrogen mineralization in both soils throughout the incubation, in contrast with the addition of straw. As we would expect, or as we expected, we saw nitrogen immobilization during net immobilization during the first week. And the straw addition was big enough that we never saw any net mineralization. So nitrogen was clearly limiting throughout the incubation when we added straw. So let's first have a look at what happened with the amino acids in the control soils without straw addition. Within 24 hours, we saw that in the silty soil about 35% of the added amino acids were mineralized. And in the sandy soil a little bit more, between 45% and 50%. We didn't see any effect of time, so the rate of amino acid mineralization was about the same throughout the experiment. So subtracting the amino acids that may have been immobilized abiotically, we can say that at least probably 50% were taken up directly, as after 24 hours there was nothing left in the solution. However, in these samples, as we had net mineralization, it is actually possible that the direct route was more important and that microorganisms took up probably all or most of the nitrogen in the direct form and released some of the nitrogen in the form of ammonium, which contributed to the measured nitrogen mineralization of these amino acids. So in these samples we can't really say what's the relative importance of these two pathways. We know the direct route definitely took place and it was very important. Half or even more of the nitrogen or of the amino acids are taken up directly. The interpretation of the results is a bit different when we look at the straw-amended samples, because here nitrogen was limiting, so it's kind of unlikely that microorganisms under these conditions in the straw-amended soil took up the amino acids and released back the ammonium into solution, because nitrogen was clearly limiting. And what we found was that during the first week, amino acid mineralization was significantly decreased, especially in the silty soil, a bit less, but still significantly in the sandy soil. What was surprising was that after 2 weeks and after 12 weeks, the mineralization rate was already much higher and approached the level of the samples without straw addition. But our data suggests that large part of the mineralization in these samples, in the straw-amended samples, was in the extracellular space, so that both of these pathways took place in these samples at the same time. Why the mineralization rate increased so quickly, even though nitrogen was still limiting, we don't know for sure, but it may be related to the turnover of the microbial biomass. When we look at the microbial biomass in December, it increased during the first week, but then decreased following the first week, probably because of, or most likely because nitrogen was so limiting. So it's possible that the microorganisms that survived had an additional carbon-nitrogen source of a narrower CN ratio from the decaying microorganisms, so that the nitrogen deficiency wasn't so severe as we would expect, or it was relieved after the first week. So our conclusion from this study is that when nitrogen availability is reduced with the addition of residues with a wide CN ratio, the direct uptake of amino acids is promoted, but the effect is of short duration. And our data strongly suggests that both pathways were operative in the soil. And this raises an additional question: were there microorganisms who took up both organic and mineral nitrogen at the same time? Or were there different microorganisms? Some of them took up ammonium, others took up organic forms of nitrogen. And if there were different organisms, did they live in the same microsites, or did they live in different microsites? So there are still a couple of open questions we would like to address in the future. So with that, I would like to thank the German Research Foundation for financial support, Anja and Gabi for technical assistance, and you for your attention. Yes?
What is the enzymatic pathway that will occur outside of a cell without living activity that will deaminate? This is the problem I've always had with the MIT turnover. I don't know the physiology that can make that happen.
I haven't found any studies with soil where people looked at it, but I found some studies with seawater where they identified amino acid oxidases which are actually excreted by microorganisms and which degrade amino acids outside the cell. So the amino acid oxidases, they don't seem to be very specific. They seem to degrade a wide range of amino acids, and they are produced as extracellular enzymes. If they are also That's possible. I can't remember the details of the study, if they really looked at the pathways, if they are. But as far as I remember, I think there are pathways that they're actively released. But I'm not 100% sure. But I think I found data in the literature also with cultured microorganisms. But in soil, we definitely don't know if that happens or what enzymes are responsible.
With the isotope, if you've just got spatial compartmentalization of N-rich and N-4 sites, the isotope dynamics will look like an MIT process, even if it isn't actually at the physiological level. Where if you've got more homogeneous substrates, it will look like direct uptake when it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to be very careful when we think about what's happening internal or external cellular to make sure we actually know physiology rather than just the concept of the isotope turnover.
Mm-hmm, yeah. In our samples with the straw decision, nitrogen was so limiting that we really thought it's kind of unlikely that a large proportion of the amino acids were taken up and released back into solution within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So we don't have direct evidence of extracellular degradation, but it kind of seems unlikely that such a large proportion was released, because nitrogen was so valuable in these systems, but the direct evidence we're still lacking. Yes?
Daniel, did you look for the carbon skeletons of the amino acids?
No, we didn't determine it.
Okay.